Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, February 28, 2012. Gaza power plant goes offline due to fuel crisis, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops arrested 5 civilians in morning invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian officials told IMEMC on Tuesday that the lack of fuel caused the only Gaza power plant to go offline, second time in 2 weeks. Blackouts could reach up to 13 hours a day in some areas of the Gaza Strip. Ahmed Abu Al-Amarin, the information officer of the Energy Authority in Gaza, told IMEMC that the authorities are waiting on Egypt to send in the needed fuel into Gaza via Rafah crossing. Last week, Cairo agreed to supply Gaza with all needed fuel supply and increase the supply of electricity to Gaza. In normal situation, Gaza need 300 megawatts of electricity a day. But since the Israeli siege on Gaza that started in 2007, the strip only gets 120 megawatt, which comes from Israel and Egyptian power lines, while 80 megawatt come from the power plant. Abu Al-Amarin explained that now parts of Gaza will be dark for 13 hours a day, water filters and sanitation clarifiers will be affected by the electricity outage, along with local hospitals as well. Since the Israeli siege, Gaza became dependent on fuel coming via the underground tunnels at the borders with Egypt. The fuel crisis increased in recent weeks when the Egyptian army cracked down on those tunnels. Today, Egyptian security stopped 7,000 liters of fuel en route to Gaza via tunnels. In other news, Israeli forces invaded on Tuesday morning Jenin refugee camp in northern West Bank and arrested 5 civilians, while in a separate incident, settlers attacked the village of Halhul near southern West Bank city of Hebron. Local sources reported that an Israeli army force stormed Jenin refugee camp in the early morning hours and searched homes before arresting 5 civilians. Army invasions were also reported at Jenin city and nearby villages of Araba, Fahma and Kabatia, but no arrests were made, local sources reported. Elsewhere on Tuesday, a group of Israeli settlers stormed the village of Halhul near southern West Bank city of Hebron. The settlers clashed with local youth before Israeli soldiers removed the settlers and fired tear gas at local youth. No injuries or arrests were made. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, February 28th daily roundup of news from occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more reports and updates, or visit our website at www.imemc.org. This has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.